Adjusting the posture as needed. Coming into a comfortable posture for meditation and stillness. If you're sitting on the floor, helpful to have both knees on the floor or supported by blocks or blankets or cushions so that we can rest into a wide base of support between knees and sit bones. And whatever form of uprightness you're in, if you are, whether the back is supported or not. And lift the sternum, find a brightness or a dignity, clarity through the front of the body. Solidness, flexibility, breathability through the back of the body. Dignity rising from the sit bones, tailbone, sacrum, through the curves of the spine to a brightness in the front and the back of the heart. We'll feel tonight in the meditation for the quality of heartfelt dedication. This is really the opposite of doubt and laziness, a quality sometimes called urgency. Your urgency without rushing or adding strain. And it starts with this dignity, a kind of integrity through the body. And we might remind ourselves of what we know about why we're here. Something brings us to practice like this, something that is real and we can feel. Sometimes we feel it stronger than others, which is fine, it's a feeling. But you can remember times when you've felt it strongly. It's a feeling like purpose. I do this because I need to, because I want to, because I love it, because I want something, because I believe that this is helpful, because I feel that this is helpful. Whatever the flavor of your trust, dedication to this practice, even if this is the very first time you're coming to meditation. Even for those who it's their very first time, you might connect with why you're here. For those who it's your many thousandth time, reflect, why are you here? Don't do it out of habit, in a kind of mindless way. Even if it's a good habit, do it with full engagement of the heart. So what does that mean? Feeling the body, feeling the breath. Feel the energy that's in your system right now. And whatever part of that energy is bright and engaged, interested, encourage that. Let that grow. This isn't so much an invitation to think about purpose or why you're here. Just one or two words is enough. But there's an energy that you might feel, maybe through the front of the body, maybe through the whole body, maybe in the spine or the seat, the back of the head. See where you feel most your own energy of engagement, clarity. And then breathe from that place, in and out through that place. As we feel into the energy of heartfelt engagement, we can strengthen it with any of these reflections that may resonate with you around why we're here doing this. Or we can strengthen it just by noticing the result of a few moments of this kind of engaged presence. You can really clear out the field of mental chatter. And taste a much more steadied mind. with a few moments of determined focus. As soon as we do that clearing, urgency or determination has brought the mind to that state. Then, without letting go entirely of the force that could sustain that, we just soften, relax, sustain the clarity of mind. A last reflection to bring in this quality of urgency or heartfelt engagement is the most traditional, which is just to remind ourselves that we do not know what the future holds. Whether a year from now, a day from now, or a few moments from now, the possibility of loss and death is always close by and inevitable in the end. And so we can touch in our heart the place in us that knows that living the rest of our days with a clearer heart is in our best interest, and is a good for ourselves and for others and for the world. And because we don't know the future, the time to wholeheartedly become clear is right now. This is when we have. So playing around with the reflections on purpose or the results of focus or the urgency of not knowing the future. And in whatever way resonates for you, connecting with that energy of determined but relaxed, kind, power, really, and presence. And you can bring that energy to any meditation practice, like resting with the breath as it rises and falls in the belly or the chest or the nose, and letting the mind further consolidate. As Ajahn Chah says, like a still forest pool, we'll sit in silence together from here. We'll come out of the meditation as you went in with the closing blessing, the closing homage from the morning puja, praising the Triple Gem. Sarang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, Bundang Bhagavantam Abhivademi. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo. The teaching so completely explained by him. Dhammang Namassami. I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. Sanghang Namami. I bow to the Sangha. Letting it go, letting the body move or stretch in whatever way feels good.